and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
That sounded terrible. Okay, this is hey, everybody, it's Tuesday again, and it's Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Is it me, or did that sound like we're in a tin can, Cynthia? Did that sound weird?
It does.
My goodness. Cindy and I are apparently talking to you on, I don't know, some remote ancient technology. I don't know. My cell phone has decided I'm not on the planet, and so everybody hang tough.
But I should have got a bigger screen for my can that I have hanging out the window.
Good, 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 good. Okay, well, I'm going to ask the cats to stand on top of my computer to add their static electricity to the mix. It'll be fun.
Okay.
This is crazy. Cynthia Gale is with us, everybody. Yay! And Cynthia writes contemporary romance. Am I right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just finishing up an historical theory, so for me, I'm always a little, it's like a time warp. I'm like, really? You write about the modern era? You don't have to research quills and corsets and...
I think that's why I started with contemporary, because I really, when I started, I didn't know what I was doing,
really?
And I just started writing, so it was easier for me to write what I knew in today's world, but I love historical romance, and hopefully one of these days I'll get to jump into historical or even the Highlander series.
Ooh, that would be fun. Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm going to ask, I don't write contemporaries because I always thought the research would be more intense. Because if you have, for example, like a firefighter, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying, you have to really know, like, the equipment, every little detail, because guess what? There are actual firefighters out there in the world right now, and they know their stuff. So I always thought, wow, that's kind of, you know, you really have to know what you're talking about if you're writing contemporaries. Whereas with historicals, I know what I'm talking about, but I feel like I can't get called on it as quickly.
But the research,
you know,
when you're dealing with firefighters, but the research when you're dealing with firefighters can be so much fun because they're hot.
Oh, true. I thought of that.
So what, actually get the personal research in addition to just learning something new.
All right, Cynthia, you start writing historicals. And then I'm going to switch, and I'm going to, because I'm like, oh, I think I have a fire station pretty close by. Maybe I'll go stop over there. Say hi, guys. How's it going? I'm ready to, you know, that sounds terrible. So I'm not even going to finish that sentence, because that sounded really naughty. If you ask somebody to look at their, can I see your equipment? See? That was X-rated, ladies. I'm so sorry. It just came out the wrong way. But I didn't mean it that way, but we have enough erotic authors on the program that, I don't know, I'm going to get an email. There's emails coming in right now. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. All right, so Cynthia, tell me about your latest. What's out now?
My latest book is called Spring Surprise. It's the second book in my Music City Heart series. It takes place in Nashville, Tennessee. And the series itself is about three women who were roommates in college, and now they're about to turn their 30s, and each book is about a different one and their journey to finding love.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like the, like, that's not older, though. Isn't that sad? Like, is that considered an older heroine?
I don't know. So, you know, they've just really hit the top of their careers, and they've put things, you know, kind of love on the back burner, which I think a lot of women do today. A lot of women are having children in their 30s, even their late 30s. So I think the issues that they deal with in trying to get their careers off the ground and find somebody who they can have more as a life partner versus getting married at 19 or 20 that people maybe did 15 years ago. I think it really does relate to women today.
I think it absolutely does. And Nashville, so the book have a nice southern flavor, or?
It's based in Nashville, but not really Southern like what you'd find in Alabama or Atlanta or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just happen to live here, and I love the city and everything that it has to offer. So that was just kind of the center of where I thought would be interesting.
You can be Southern. It can be Southern and fabulous without being, you know, down home Alabama. I mean, that counts. Oh, my God. South, that counts. Come on, own it. But Nashville is sort of metropolitan, and there's a lot going on there, right? I mean, you love it.
There's so much entertainment and nightlife, and it's got a great downtown. There's always something going on around here.
Oh, that's cool. I live in the middle of nowhere, so I'm a little jealous about that, too. So I'm writing that down. Jealous about the firefighters. Jealous about Nashville. Yeah, I'm definitely contemporary. I need to switch.
Come to Nashville for a weekend, and we'll go downtown, and we'll hit some of the honky-tonks. You never know what kind of guy might inspire your next book.
That's research. Yes, tax-deductible. I'm writing tax-deductible research.
And you never know what celebrity you might run into either.
Are you really?
All over the place.
Have you had like a whoops, and then there's somebody there that you didn't expect?
I live on the east side of town, but I have friends who live on the west side over in the Franklin and Brentwood area, and there's lots of stars that live over there that you see from time to time.
Ooh.
I've seen Gretchen Wilson. She actually came out to the ballparks a couple of years ago when my son was playing, and actually it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago, and she was filming a video out at the ballparks, and my son got to be in it.
How fun!
And then we have Charlie Daniels Park, and he's very charitable, so he does a lot of local events.
Oh, that is too fun. I'm trying to think. Any local celebrities? No local celebrities. I would be a little freaked out. I don't think I'd want to live on the west side, because I just want to go to the grocery store and be schleppy. I don't want to accidentally run into, you know what I mean? I'd be like, and have a, I don't know.
Yeah, because the
I'm
one day
feel
that you
like had... I had to be prepped all the time.
Well, the one day you had your sweats and your old T-shirt on, you'd probably walk in the store and see Keith Urban.
Yes. Thank you. That's my nightmare girl right there. I'm that girl. Not just sweatpants. That'd be the day I'd be like, you know, I'll just wear the fuzzy slippers. Screw it. I'm wearing the funny slippers. I'm wearing the T-shirt that says something really inappropriate. I'm just going to get, you know, orange juice. Who's to know? Who's to see me? And then, yeah, Tim McGraw would walk in. I'd be like, what? No. Because that's my life. I am the loser of all. So. This is my universe. So, are you watching that show, Nashville? Are you watching
Pardon?
That television show? There's a television show, Nashville, right?
I have watched it, yes. It's pretty good. It just came out this last year, and I hear that they've signed for a second season.
I'm addicted to that show. And I want to know, is that really Nashville they're in? I mean, it looks like landmarks, and I mean, that looks like what I think Nashville looks like. Is that, did they get it right?
Yes, they are
there.
They are filming it here, yes.
Oh, good, because when they, I'm always disappointed. You know, like you find out, you know, no, that's not really, you know, whatever city. No, that's Vancouver or Toronto. And I'm like, what?
In fact, my neighbor knows the lady who is letting them use her home, and I keep plugging, I'd love to go see the house. I'd like to go see the house. They're filming it, but I haven't got the invitation yet. I keep hinting really hard.
Your hint drop. Well, she's probably getting that from a lot of people. It's her ticket. That's what she wants to do. She's like, well, you can come, but it's $10 at the door, and there's souvenir T-shirts, and there's a gift shop in the kitchen. And you have
to. And even in downtown, my husband works downtown, and he said that they've blocked off streets before for some of the filming. So it really is Nashville.
Oh, that makes me feel better, because I love that show, and I am just thrilled about that program. But Jeffrey was like, I don't think that's Nashville, because I think that's probably a Canadian. I was like, no, don't tell me that. Don't hurt my feelings. So, all right.
So what's next for you?
This book in my
series. So where are we at in the series? There's three books. So are we at the first or the second, or where are we at?
I had Winter's Magic that came out last November, and then Spring Surprise that just came out in May. And I'm in the process of revamping book number three, which is going to be Jenny's story. And I was going to stop there, but the antagonist from book one, I just couldn't hardly stand to leave her the way she is. So I added book four, which is called Fall's Redeeming Grace. And so I'm going to bring her back and kind of redeem her.
Oh, fun. Isn't that fun? I've only had that happen once so far. I had a villain in a book, and he was so sexy and so rotten and just fabulous, I couldn't kill him. I was going to kill him, and I just couldn't. And he got a book of his own. He was the hero in the third book, because I thought, you know, it's all about perspective.
Yes. And don't you just love a hero that much more when they overcome all those horrible things?
Yes, but absolutely. And I want people to realize that sometimes a leopard doesn't have to change their spots to be heroic. Like, you can be really bad and still be, in fact, very good, in my humble opinion. And they're more interesting than just a straight-up vanilla, you know, good guy. It's like, wow, there's so much more going on there in the dark. But
yeah, because we
that.
Never know what's really going on inside a person until you dig deeper. And a lot of times there's some serious reasons why they are the way they are.
And I love that it's a female antagonist that you're I just love it. Yay! So when is book three, when is the summer book coming out?
It probably won't come out till January or February. I have a day job, and it's been kind of overwhelming my time. So I'm trying to get it revamped and get it into my critique partner's hands. But it's been a little slower than I expected it to be.
No pressure. I feel your pain. I have a day job, too. There's 4 and 7. So I'm there.
Wow.
Many a book is written with all sorts of PBS programs playing in the background. So what can I say? Thank you. Thank you, public television, for raising my daughters. You're doing a great job.
That's better than the Nintendo or the Wii raising them.
No, that's true. No, I have no video games, although they have landed onto the games on Mama's phone and the iPad. So I guess that's about the same. Really can't really claim to be rising above. I'm just struggling to keep moving forward. But oh my gosh, this is fun. I'm so excited to meet you. This is so cool. Everybody, look up Cynthia Gale. Give us your website real quick. What's
it's
your web at?
Gale.com.
Well, that's easy. That's it? Well, geez.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's it.
Pop over. Order these books. I love the sound of it. And I tell you what, I'm going to be listening to Paul's Redeeming Grace, and I can't wait to read that. It sounds like so much fun. Everybody, thank you for another wonderful Tuesday of Can Laughter and Coffee. And thank you to my author, Cynthia Gale, for dropping in on us. And we'll just do this again next Tuesday, everybody. I love it. Meeting everybody and finding new books, discovering new loves, and I'm learning all about Nashville, so it's a win for me, people. It is a win for me. All right, good night, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday night for more Can Laughter and Coffee. Good night, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.